Hello, Cospodders. Welcome to episode 11 of Cospod. I guess my... There you go.
Yeah.
Your co-host's incredibly busy.
A statement of the century.
Yeah, so Val, how has your week been?
I'm going to go in my corner and cry with my sewing machine.
For the audience members who don't know, my co-host in crime is preparing for Fanime this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Followed by,
like, 4 days. And Akon is a week from Thursday.
I say, I'm leaving Thursday morning, so by the time this releases, it'll be a week and a half.
Cosplayers, we're going to make your lives easy. This entire episode is going to be how to prep for a convention the right
Yay,
way.
Yay, you. Which is hard work, and you get to see all the crap we get to do and make it on you.
Well, to be fair, we've both been going to cons for a while now. And we've both packed for conventions many, 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 many times. It's fair to say that we've kind of worked out what works and what doesn't. So more or less, this isn't the perfect way to do it. Do take it with a grain of salt, but this is basically our gift of advice to you, the audience. This is how we found it works.
Especially in the full upswing of convention season now, and I've been seeing more posts online through random message boards about how do I do this for convention? What do I need to bring with me? How do I store this? This is the perfect time for it.
There's also a lot of people for whom this is their first convention. They don't know what to do. They've never had to do this before. So we're going to help you out.
Happy fun time.
Yep. I did want to say we are going to cover slightly outside of the box of cosplay for this one. But just to give the audience a heads up, yes, we are a podcast that is about cosplay. However, a lot of the other things I talk about do have to do with cosplayers, like what sort of food to pack, you know, how to hydrate yourself. So with that, on to the preparation.
Let's start with what to pack.
Everything.
Just kidding. Realistically, you want to pack as lightly and efficiently as you possibly can. The first thing to start with are basic items, things that you need for personal hygiene and grooming. So things like toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner if you need it, deodorant, hairbrush, things like that. Everything should be travel-sized, and do keep an eye on airline travel restrictions for size on those as well. I know that some hotels provide some of these things on request, but it's honestly better not to depend on that. It would really stink for the hotel not to have deodorant, and you're the guy with confunk. Fun intended. Next, any medications that you need to be taking while out of town. It's helpful to include basic cold medications in case you do get sick while at the convention. I always bring Theraflu and ibuprofen as my two staples. Make sure before you pack any medications, do consult with your doctor, just to be on the safe side. Important note, before you go to the convention, write down what medications you're taking on a note card and keep it with you in your wallet. If there's a medical emergency, this can literally save your life. Moving on, pack a spare set of clothing. This is for when you don't feel like cosplaying, or if you've had a cosplay emergency and can't wear the costume anymore, or if someone is clumsy and spills a Coke on you. This includes a good pair of walking shoes. This means tennis shoes or sneakers. You can literally walk 7 to 10 miles at a convention in a single day. Believe me, I've worn a pedometer to a convention before, and it's true. Your feet will still hurt at the end of the day, just less than if you wore, say, heels. You can bring more than one spare set of clothes, but do bring at least one. However, do bring enough undergarments for every single day of the convention, plus a spare. You never know when accidents might happen. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm talking about. Important documents. We've all been to a convention where someone's had their wallet stolen. I've even had mine stolen before at Project Akon a few years ago. One of the best things you can do is to make a photocopy of your important documents, things like credit cards, debit cards, health insurance, and driver's license, and write down any pertinent phone numbers that you might need to call in case something is stolen. Those phone numbers are usually on the back of your card. While this does sound extra cautious, even a little paranoid, you'll thank yourself later if someone takes your credit card out on the town. You can always shred the photocopies later, and in fact, I do recommend that you shred them for personal security. Make sure that you bring enough cash for the entire convention. Don't depend on the ATMs always having money. Murphy lives inside them and hides the cash when you need it most. Plus, not all dealers take credit cards, which is unfortunate. Paper or plastic isn't just for grocery bags anymore. Brings a whole new meaning to going green. For electronics, you'll probably want to bring your phone at the very least, along with the charger. Also, a lot of people bring their MP3 players, so iPods, Zune, and the like, for when they're waiting in the registration lines to pick up their badge, or for downtime in between events. It's not unusual to see people lounging on sofas, headbanging to their favorite tunes. If you're a blossoming photographer, you can bring your camera, extra batteries, and extra storage media, because you never know when one of those things is going to break down. I speak from experience. You can also bring a tripod if you need one. Some hotels do have computers for using public internet, but bear in mind that those are about as secure as leaving your front door open and praying no one busts in. If you want secure internet access, you'll have to bring your own laptop and make sure to configure it correctly. Also, never trust public Wi-Fi or hotspots in the hotel. As far as security goes, just don't log into your bank account when you're on one of those. Now for the part you've all been waiting for, the cosplay. The best and most efficient thing you can possibly do is to make a list of your costumes and write down every single part that goes with them. This includes things like wigs, wig caps, belts, prop weapons, batteries if you have electronic parts, and so on. Basically, every single piece of your costume needs to be written down, no matter how insignificant you think it is. Why? This is your checklist for when you pack. Every item has to be checked off as it goes into your transport container of choice so that you know you have every part of your costume. Sadly, transport container doesn't mean transport yet or TARDIS. We're working on that. Now, your cosplay checklist will probably get rather lengthy, and that's okay. It just means you're being comprehensive. Spreadsheets are wonderful things, and you can always abbreviate if you start running out of room. You don't have to label the costumes by the day they'll be worn. That's just my shorthand so I remember when to unpack each cosplay, since I wear one costume for each day at the convention. Make sure that if you need things like makeup, body paint, adhesives, or other cosmetics, include those on your checklist as well. If they're used for multiple costumes, you only have to include them once on your spreadsheet. Same thing goes if you reuse a single wig cap for multiple costumes. Cost recycling isn't a bad thing. That was a horrible word I just made up. Cost recycling. Moving on! The last thing you need to assemble on your packing list is a kit for repair and maintenance of your cosplay. The repair kit should have, at the very least, a couple of hand needles, thread either in basic colors, black and white, or a monofilament, which is clear thread, scissors, they make nifty folding scissors now, I need some, and pins. It's better to have quilting pins, which are the kind with the colored ball on the end, than the standard flathead pins, because quilting pins are much easier to find in the hotel carpet when you drop them. Yes when, not if. You can also add other things to your repair kit if you have room. Things like masking tape, heat and bond, tacky glue, super glue, small bottles of acrylic or enamel paint, pliers, etc. Anything that you have should all fit into a single gallon-sized plastic bag. For the maintenance kit, which is separate, you would include things that help keep your cosplay fresh and clean. Dryer or anti-cling sheets, a wig detangler, a wig brush, a small bottle of ironing starch maybe. Most hotels do have an iron, so you don't have to pack that. On a special note, do not pack anything that requires heavy ventilation or workroom. This means fiberglass components, resin, orbital sanders, heat guns, Plastidip, etc. Basically, you don't want to risk damage to the hotel room or to your roommate's lungs. The sole exception to the don't pack harmful things rule is if you're teaching a panel with those items. Otherwise, it's honestly not worth it. Save the in-depth repairs to your items for when you're at home. Also, don't try to repair or create things with toxic materials in your hotel room. Don't try and build your ultimate cosplay armor at the very last minute using fiberglass in your hotel room. Just don't. Check your list 3 times to make sure you didn't forget anything when you start to go and pack. Also, wait a day in between those checks, so it should take you 3 days to check your list. Sleeping tends to make you remember all the things you forgot to write down, in addition to giving you strange dreams about the convention. So now you should have a nice, full, complete packing list. Label it with the convention and the year, since your packing list will probably change from convention to convention and from year to year. Print it off and don't lose it. That's the most important part of the whole thing. Honor all your hard work making that list by not losing it right after you print it. And that's all there is to making a packing list.
So, you've just got done making your list. Good for you, you've already finished step one. Now to actually put the stuff into your bag. Now, unlike this photo, you don't want to just throw things into your bag. If you actually care about your cosplay stuff, you actually want to be neat and methodical about this. You can either use a garment bag or be like me and utilize your suitcases, which yes, if you're very careful about it, it won't wrinkle your stuff. What you'll probably want to do first is go back through your list and cross out all the things that you don't need, like your PlayStation 3, and some other video game systems, and your stuffed animals, and your Gundams. Probably don't want to bring all that stuff with you. Next, you want to get your suitcase open. I would recommend cleaning it out first in case there's some random little critters running around in it. Or in my case, you need 2 suitcases because I have a lot of cosplay stuff. Now, you want to start with the essentials, and this is your basic day-to-day wear, your pajamas, your skirts, your pants, your dresses, your clean underwear, your shoes, things that you will wear and use day-to-day when you're not in costume. Next thing is the toiletries, and this is your toothpaste, your toothbrush, your deodorant, your shampoo, your conditioner, all of that fun stuff. You may want to invest in a separate bag for your toiletries in case something happens to break open during transit. You probably do not want to have conditioner and soapy stuff all over your nice, pretty costume. Once you have your basic needs all in the bag, then you can start worrying about your costumes. Now, in my case, you can see that they are wrapped in their own plastic bag. It's their separate garment bag and folded on top of each other. I didn't have to travel a very long distance, so I wasn't too concerned about wrinkling. But if you think you're going to be traveling for more than a couple of hours, you may want to invest in a fancy garment bag, which you can hang separately from everything else. Another tip to help conserve space is to flatten down your wigs. And these are wigs that are really simple. They don't require a whole lot of styling. They haven't been spiked out all over the place. Just flatten them down, stick them in the bag that they originally came in, and then you can stick them in your bag. You can pull them out of your bag when you actually arrive at the hotel or wherever you may be staying. And brushing up, totally fine, good as new. There's no reason for a wig like the ones I have in my picture right here to be on a wig head and take up more space than necessary. They can stay in the bag until they get at the convention. I also recommend sticking to a 2-bag rule, one bag for all your large items and one bag for smaller stuff, or a carry-on, quote-unquote, if you happen to be traveling. Also, remember to utilize those very random pockets your bag may have. For example, I like to carry a satchel with me when I run around a convention, and instead of having that outside of my 2 bags, I slide it into my larger bag. It just saves a lot of space, and there's less things that I have to carry when I'm traveling. If you plan to fly, keep the big costumes and the props at home. I know you want to show off your shiny new toys, but trust me, having done lots of conventions outside of my hometown, it can be a giant pain in the rear end to carry all of that stuff across state lines. Save yourself the headache and all the trouble. Keep it at home. When all else fails, just keep it simple. The less stuff that you have, the easier it will be on you at the end of the day. Hopefully these few tips will help you the next time that you are packing for your convention.
Hey everyone, this particular segment is going to be on packing funny props, basically. Funny not as in haha, but funny as in strange shaped. Of course, I'm actually in the video this time, because I actually had a couple of viewers say, "We want to see you in the video and not just your hand," so this is me. The first example I have is the easiest. This is Hodafang. This is Arwen's sword from Lord of the Rings. Please don't play with these at home because this is an actual blade and it is full tang and it can hurt somebody. But safety aside, if your prop actually comes with its own box, that is the simplest way to pack them for bringing to a convention. In this case, this guy has its own box. Here. Usually if it comes with its own box, it also comes with styrofoam and cardboard supports inside that will help brace the blade so that it doesn't get damaged in transport. Anytime you have a sword as well, if you have a rubber tip, please do put it on the point to protect the point and to keep it from stabbing through the box. Because if you have a stabbed through box, it doesn't do you very much good as far as storage goes. And I do apologize for the air conditioning noise you might hear because it's really hot here in Texas. It's about 95 degrees today. Summer started early. But number one step, if your prop has a box, use it. So that is example number one. Example number two is this guy. This is a different kind of sword. This is my Umi Ryuzaki sword from Magic Knight Rare. And unfortunately, this guy does not come with a box, because this sword does not normally exist in real life, even as a replica, which is unfortunate, because I would purchase it if it did. But for something like this, since it doesn't come with a box, I would have to make a box. And the easiest way to do that is to either find some sheets of basic cardboard, corrugated preferably, or to simply go through and find some old paper boxes and tear them apart and then put them back together again. It's cost recycling! Again, horrible, horrible word, I'm sorry. But it's actually best most of the time whenever you pack for cosplay props to just recycle what has already been made, because usually it's pretty sturdy, it lasts a while, doesn't take up very much space, and it can be extraordinarily cheap and or free. And free is my favorite four-letter word. So for something like this, I would want to put it in its own custom box. Now, also for something like this, which you may want to do, I'm actually going to borrow a blanket real quick. Here we go. You may want to get a blanket or some nice soft fabric like this and cushion it while it's in the box and just kind of fold the fabric around it. Of course, I'm doing this just as an example, but you'll want to pad the edges because anytime you have a really delicate prop like this, this is made out of foam core board and craft foam. So unfortunately, if this bangs against the side of a box, the tips may actually break off, and that's something that you obviously want to avoid with as much time as you spend creating these props. So do make sure you pad the edges here and here. And also, if you have any weak points, like here on the hilt that's very thin on your prop, you may also want to bolster that. You can always use old sheets, you can use blankets, you can use comforters. You can even just use rolled up fabric like this. Incidentally, if you do use actual, just regular off-the-bolt fabric to wrap your items in, I highly recommend using something that has a very soft hand to it, just so that it doesn't scratch the surface of your prop. And so it won't take off the paint, just in case for some reason you do have a prop that you didn't seal. You don't want to, of course, take the paint off, so use something that's very soft and non-abrasive on your props. If you're not sure if it's abrasive, test it first. Never, ever, ever hurts to test anything. So first, we had the prop has a box, then we had you have to make a box. The third thing is doesn't need a box. This is Shion Uzuki's shield from Xenosaga 2, there we go. This is actually very flat, as you can see. There's not really any unstable points to it. It doesn't have much that will break if it hits the side of a box, since this is fairly thick as far as the foam core board goes. It's actually very thin profile. Something like this you can actually just put on top of a box as is. If you feel uncomfortable doing this, you can always, like the other one, wrap it around with a comforter or a blanket or something similar. You can also wrap it in bubble wrap, oddly enough. It's not just for moving. But for something like this, since it's so low profile, I would just set it on top of a box, on top of everything else. Don't put anything else on top of your props because you don't want to break them. But just set it on top of a box and let it sit as is. Do make sure that it's secure so that when your car is moving or if the airplane is moving, that it doesn't suddenly fall off. Because that's why you put it on top of other things. Lastly is this guy. This is Galvera, which I have actually already prepped for packing into my car. A lot of doing this is actually similar to what you would do if you were moving or if you were planning on shipping it somewhere. You basically end up making sure that it's very solid and secure in its packaging, make sure that it's padded where it needs it, make sure that it's not going to suddenly move around when it's being transported. It really is a lot like moving or shipping. So for something like this, that doesn't necessarily have any weak points, but it does have areas on it that you do want to protect, like where I have the EL wire attached here to the top and bottom, you can use bubble wrap to wrap it pretty tightly. You don't want it so tight that it's actually going to rip off things like paint and EL wire if somebody bumps it. But you do want it fairly secure so that it's not loose and floppy and it won't protect it. So you can wrap it and just use regular packaging tape here. Make sure that the bubbles are on the inside, if at all possible, just so that it makes a smoother profile and so you aren't going to just randomly lose bubbles when it bumps against something. Please don't use the bubble wrap as therapy while it's on your cosplay. Don't sit there and just pop all the bubbles. They're there for a reason. But you can do that for as much or as little of your prop as you would like. They do sell it in fairly large sheets at pretty much any retailer, or you can go to moving centers like U-Haul and buy it in bulk. But just wrap it around. If you do it fairly tight like I've done here, when you get to the convention, you may have to cut it off or tear it off and then rewrap it. If you wrap it slightly more loosely so that it fits more like a sheath, family-friendly show, I promise, I did not mean that in a dirty way. If you do it like a sheath, then you can just take it on and off, and that's probably the most eco-friendly, but unfortunately it doesn't always work that way, and protection of the prop is very important if you spent as much time on it as I have. So there's that. Also, like I said, if you have a whole bunch of old rags or similar clothing, both this and the white actually happen to be a very, very soft cotton four-way stretch knit. And I just had extra left over, and I use it to pad my prop so that it doesn't get scratched against places whenever I have it sit down. You can also use these at the convention for laying it on the hotel floor and then laying your prop on top of it just so that nothing happens to it. It never really hurts to be extra cautious when it comes to doing these things. Better to be extra cautious than to not be cautious enough and to have something happen and then you end up having to repair your prop or it being so damaged that you can't even salvage it, which I have had done before. So that is how you take care of prepping your props for packing. And welcome back, Cosplayers. Hopefully now you're all packed for your convention and ready to go.
That was way too corny, my goodness. I want to go take a nap now. I'm done. Night, Kathy.
Well, we're both tired just for different reasons.
Yes.
Needless to say, by the time this podcast drops, we will have frantically been packing for Project Akon, and we will probably have been doing everything you have just seen in the podcast.
Exactly. I'll have done it twice.
So we actually do practice what we preach.
Yeah.
But at any rate, speaking of Project Akon, you can catch us there everywhere. We will be everywhere in the convention center at some point during the convention.
This is why I took Monday off, because, man, I'm going to need that day to rest. We are just going to be mad dashing left and right. And
It was a pleasant surprise that they have really done better than average on their cosplay schedule this year.
Yeah, they beefed it up massively.
There is tons for us to cover. We will be there as press with Pod. So we are bringing all of our equipment there to film while there. So we will be attempting to catch as many cosplayers as we can, do some interviews, take footage of some panels. Speaking of panels, we have three of them. Huzzah!
Pimpin' time!
It's a family kind of pimping. Kids, don't ask your parents what the other kind is. Just don't ask. You'll
not a family-friendly version of that.
I'm making one. Okay. There is now a family-friendly form of pimping. And this is it. The first panel is creating your first cosplay. We're going to go through Cosplay 101 from 2 to 3 p.m. This is on Friday of ACON in Houston C. It's on the third floor. And I get to bring out my new sewing machine this time. I don't actually have my beater anymore, for which I am sad.
Oh, you're bringing the fancy machine with you?
Yeah, because it's all I have left.
Oh, okay.
But I'll still teach on it. I won't break it. I'm actually really good at teaching and not breaking things. I only break them when I'm not teaching on them.
Oh,
go figure.
Okay. Go figure.
Go figure. Panel number two is improving your first cosplay. This is where we get into the nitty-gritty of shiny and sharp things, making prop weapons, jewelry, boot covers, gloves, EL wire, LEDs, how to make armor, how to paint it. Basically everything you can cover in an hour of the, here's what you do once you've made your first cosplay. It will be packed and I will be scrambling.
Yes.
That is on Saturday of ACON from 11:15 to 12:15. That is also in Houston C. In fact, we're in the exact same room every single day.
Oh,
which
easy.
That's helpful.
Easy to remember.
The final panel is a combination between Val and myself. We are double teaming this, yep. That is from 11:30 to 12:30. That is on Sunday of the convention in, you guessed it, Houston City.
It's not changing.
Yes, make sure if you're at the convention, check out early so you can come to our panel.
Yeah.
Then you can figure out how to store all this stuff and take care of it and maintain it and fix it when you get home. That's the important part.
That was a nice tie.
But, of course. Not today. No. We'll be filming all three panels, of course, with a whole bunch of other panels.
Oh, yes.
Well, there at the con. Speaking of filming, there's actually a new series, a new web series about cosplay that I was just told about by my other gaming podcast, and it's called Just Cause, C-O-S, Just Cause as in cosplay. It's on the Nerdist YouTube channel. Their first episode just came out this past Sunday. It's about 5 minutes long, more or less. And it's basically a group of people that went to Comic-Con in New York and interviewed cosplayers about their hobby. It is very people-centric. It's not quite like what we do in that we do a lot of tutorials and a lot of the how-to. This is more of a big picture, culture picture of what cosplay is. But it's actually very well done. The quality is very good.
They have a budget.
They have a budget. They have a production team. They have actual production equipment, and they had press credentials.
We don't have that.
Well, we'll have the press credentials.
We're building up on the equipment.
CosPod is self-financed entirely. We do not take donations. We don't have ads. We are entirely self-financed.
Right.
The production team is what you see on your screen, the two of us.
Hi.
And we have kind of semi-amateur equipment. It's the best we can get on a fairly low cosplayer's budget.
Exactly.
But the nice thing... Well, the nice thing about Just Cause is that the interviewers are in costume. They are cosplayers. And they're good cosplayers, too, when you see them.
Except
so,
for one guy from Jimmy Fallon. He's just creepy.
I won't comment on the cosplayers themselves, but I will say to our audience, go watch Just Cause. It's worth it. It's 5 minutes of your time. Go see it. And that's all I'm going to say about that. For after ACON, because probably by the time some of you guys see this, ACON will be over. I am so sorry. We will have tons of footage. We will have tons of coverage. Please be patient with us if it's not immediately up on our website and all the other places you can find us, because we will be drop-dead tired when we get back. So as soon as we can edit it, have a look at it, take care of what we need to take care of in real life, we will put it up. And here is where we will have it. I'm pointing to the lower third, right?
I can't even tell, actually. My screen's being covered up right now.
It's all good. We'll have the information up on our website, which is, of course, as usual, www.cospod.com. cspod.org, not .com, .org. And yes,
there you go.
That is the hub of where we will link off to all the different places you can find us, Facebook, DeviantArt, Twitter, Flickr,
all that
perhaps, all that good stuff. We will show you where to find all of our coverage from both Fanime and Acom.
It's
going to
be a long 2 weeks.
Indeed. And with that, we're both going to go collapse.
Yeah, you do that. I got to work on my costume.
Well, I have to eat food first.
Oh, that would help, yeah.
Dinner? Costumers, tip of the day. Eat at least twice a day, if not three times.
And not just Pocky.
Not just Pocky and Ramune and ramen. No.
Something substantial. Something with meat.
We know you have to have convention on a budget, and we'll be covering this in the podcast that you just saw. Yes, but eat good meals two or three times a day. And so I'm going to go fill up on my quota of healthy food for my third meal of the day. So, bye!